voting and how voting truly works. Because I've just been thinking about this, you know, how I said before about the actions of 2% has much more effect than the intentions of the 98% that refuse to take action. Well, what about voting? You know, would somebody come up and say, well, oh, I don't know, you know, no, don't vote then, you know, I'm sure everything will turn out all right. Well, actually, you know, think about this. Any country, any person of any nationality listening to me right now, you know, explain me just how in the last few elections, when the majority of people have only participated in their country's future for a moment, every couple of years, how has that improved your country? What's been accomplished by the abdication of personal responsibility to protect one's country from one's government? And the answer is, it hasn't accomplished anything good. And I think this is the real crux of the issue, is that we're always looking for somebody to save us, always looking for somebody to tell us the truth and the teachings and everything like that, always avoiding figuring it out and doing it ourselves. You know, and in fact, that's the first thing that happened to me, and half the reason why I got on this journey in the first place, Freda, was a great piece of drunken advice that I got at a party. I asked these guys who were doing green screening for film companies and stuff like that, oh, how can I get into that? How can I do that? And they go, just do it. So you know, that was exactly what I did. I just got the gear, went out and started doing it. And as a result, I now have New Zealand's most subscribed YouTube news channel, and have put more New Zealand activists on air in longer sections than any other media entity. In fact, all other New Zealand media entities combined, and I've done that by myself, more or less, in less than 3 to 4 years, right? In fact, 7 years total, only 3 years with the radio show, okay? So this is what happens when one individual takes personal responsibility. I can beat, on the internet, the entire mainstream media apparatus, all right? It wasn't really that difficult, but I did have to do it all day, every day for X amount of years in order to accomplish that. That was opposed to me saying, as I was, oh, Alex Jones should do it. Oh, David Icke should do this, or they should do that, and blah, 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 blah. And that's what so many truthers are still stuck in. Have you noticed this, Freda? They're like, Freda, you should do this, you should do that, or anything like that. Do you have anybody requesting that you do a job which is their idea that they could do by themselves without your help, even though you're already overworked?
Oh, yeah. All the time. That people, usually that's pretty much what they say when they confront me in an instant message chat on Facebook or whatever. It's always like, you should do this or you should do that. And I'm like, that sounds like a great idea. It sounds like you need to do that. You know, it's that, but it's that same inspiration. We saw Jello Biafra years ago, the lead singer of Dead Kennedys, before I ever considered being involved in anything like this. He commanded the crowd. He told everyone, he commissioned us all to be the media, to go out and be the media, because his reasoning was, is that the media was betraying us all, that we were all being sold up the river by the media with the governments and the banksters and the corporations, and they were all in bed, in the military, were all in bed together, and they were selling us all of our birthrights and all of our futures were being auctioned off to the highest bidder, and we were all being captivated and enslaved in the process, and the media was the main culprit, because they sculpt our consensus. They show us what's real, what to believe in and what not to believe in. Mm. And they were working against us all along. Mm. And so now it's not surprising that one man's vision, one man's dream, your man, you being that man in the whole country of New Zealand, could bring about such an effect, that you could have such an impact that other media outlets that are probably well-established, well-funded, you know, and they can't even meet that on their own playing field.
And you probably have a hungry audience, too, because there's a lot of people who kind of, like, are in hiding in a way with the whole truther thing, because, you know, the average person you talk to isn't going to resonate with you on that. And they're just going to think you're just some tinfoil hat wearing conspiracy theorist, you know, and so you start feeling like you're really alone. But somebody like you who kind of, or like us, or Mark Passio or Freeman, or all of us, you know, who just actually say whatever, what those other people are thinking, it kind of like makes us feel not so alone, and that we really do have some hope in changing things, because there are others who do follow the same wavelength, you know, that aren't taking the drinking the Kool-Aid and having our attention spans being constantly shortened by, like we were talking about earlier, with the movies and television shows and 30-second sound bites and all of this stuff, and you know, the people who are not falling for all of that, you know, it's a way for us to band together, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it is time to come together, but also at the same time, I think that we've been damaged to the point where listening to others is something that's not on people's highest agenda. You know, in fact, most of it just seems to be sitting around tittering with our smartphones and communities being, what was it? Well, what did I say? I said something really profound and brilliant a year or so. Oh, yeah. Community is as important to the human soul as vitamin C is to the human body. You need some of it all day, every way, every day, and we are currently, globally, suffering from a form of community scurvy.